Would you mind just saying your name and your title for me, please?
Sure, Janet Unitan, the Director of Operations at Lice Knowing You.
How do you get a job like that?
I am an environmental scientist at heart, and I also have a passion for information and education. I have two young children, and found that Head Lice has lots of misinformation that we need to clarify. So we're here to help families, and that's very rewarding for me.
Well, good. And that's kind of what we're talking about today, and in regards to Halloween and Halloween costumes. So let's, where do you want to start with this? You say there's a lot of misconceptions with lice. So is there a lot of misconceptions in terms of Halloween costumes?
Well, we don't need to be as nervous as we should about items. If you have or know someone that has a current head lice, we obviously don't want to share hats with that person, but some people don't know they have it. So sharing a hat, a scarf, or even, you know, headbands or brushes or combs, those things can definitely transfer head lice from someone that has an infestation to the next person. So we don't really want to encourage sharing.
That's kind of not what we were taught as kids, huh?
It wasn't. Also, we didn't really talk about lice when we were kids.
Well, so you're just saying kids shouldn't share costumes or masks at all.
I think they can. I think they can share. I think what's most important is that we communicate if we have had cases of head lice. It's vital that we share information about that and say, hey, I'm so sorry. My daughter just recently had a head lice case. We just had a sleepover at your house, or we just had a play date with you guys. We think it's prudent that we share that information so you can now do a head check. That's what we're encouraging. That's what helps people be more informed so they can actually take it into their own hands. And that way we don't have to scare kids and say, you know, don't share anything. That's what we're hoping for anyway, but.
Yeah. Well, what about buying costumes, say at the Goodwill or at a garage sale? Should we be wary of that?
I don't think so at all. I think those items classically have been sitting on a rack for many days, if not weeks, and the head lice can't transfer or live off the head for more than 72 hours. So you'd have to have tried on a hat at the store that someone just had an active infestation. Do you want to kind of maybe look at the hat before you put on the head? You can see a bug if it's crawling around in there. Hopefully you can. And if you don't, go ahead and inspect it and let your child try it on. Just be slightly aware of it. That's the advice I have.
Yeah. So let's say maybe you parents do want to share. Is it wise to just wash it before a child wears it, or will that do enough to get rid of any bugs that could be in there?
Right. So if you get a donated suit to you or costume, go ahead and wash it, and or not touch it for 3 days if you can. Maybe it's not washable. So go ahead and not touch it for 3 days. Let it sit on the hanger. Nothing can survive past that. So go ahead and let your child try it on after that, or go ahead and launder it.
Well, Jenna, any other advice for pre or post Halloween functions?
Yeah, I think that post Halloween, after all the fun and all the switching of wigs and whatnot, you can simply do a head lice check on your child. And we ask that people do a wet check. Don't just finger through the hair and look through the hair dry. Try to go ahead and get a lice comb, dampen the hair with some conditioner, and check your child for head lice using a lice comb. You will see a bug that comes out. So they tend to be much, much more accurate than just fingering through the hair. That way everyone has fun. They can have a good Halloween, and then you can kind of see whether you pick something up and confirm it afterwards.
So I know that we see an uptick of lice at back to school time, but what about after Halloween?
Yeah, head lice does not have a season, so it moves in our communities like waves. And the less we communicate to each other about head lice cases, the more it kind of perpetuates itself. So definitely, it's still going to be around. We still want to take care of it and talk about it and inform other parents if you have had a recent outbreak.
Well, Janet, I really appreciate the good information. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I hope everyone has a happy Halloween.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.